The assertion that there is no evidence linking the timing of the events to Zuma's incarceration appears unfounded and completely contradicts the experiences of those who witnessed the events firsthand. As someone who participated in manning barricades for 24 hours a day during the riots to protect our homes due to the absence of the SAPs, and who surveyed the aftermath of looted and burned malls adorned with Free Zuma slogans, the DA disagrees with the notion that there is no connection between Zuma's imprisonment and the riots. The orchestrated dismantling of ATMs, the knowledge of ATM codes, and the calm looting captured on film all indicate a level of planning and execution that cannot be dismissed as mere coincidence. The lack of consequence management with no substantial arrests or accountability for the systemic failures remains a significant concern. Where are the prosecutions of individuals within the security and law enforcement sectors implicated in criminal activities during the unrest? That a national security strategy has to be called for, considering the billions in taxpayers' money sunk annually into this sector, is extraordinary. The DA questions the efficacy of such commissions if they are unable or unwilling to reach obvious conclusions. This protracted and expensive process prompts a reconsideration of whether such investigations are better entrusted to investigators capable of actually reaching definitive conclusions.